It's The Home Run with Lee Dixon. We're live online and on the app. And on Mondays, we catch up with Colin Wood from Full Life Pharmacy in Ulverston for Home Run Health Matters. He joins me now. Hello.
G'day, Lee. How are you?
Good, thank you. Let's talk first aid. It is so important and simple to administer if needed, but many Australians don't feel confident in their ability to help in an emergency situation. Why do you think this is? I mean, you've been busy this morning updating yours, haven't you?
Yeah, I have actually. I've been and done my my requalification or refresher course you have to do every 3 years. So it's a really simple thing to do, but according to the Red Cross, less than 5% of Australians are actually trained in first aid. And they seem to think that people may be worried that they're going to do something wrong, or they might catch an infection from the person they're treating, or that they might be sued if they can't save them. But, or some people just don't know where to start. But it's some basic skills can really help someone who might be someone that's close to you in a bad situation, if you just take the time to learn a bit of first aid.
Now, one of the basics of first aid is the, I know this is probably going to be hard to remember, but DRSABCD.
Yeah.
It's an action plan which you should follow whenever you need to assist someone who has been hurt, injured, or maybe in need of first aid. And this was the basis of your refresher course this morning, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. And I guess it's the basis of all first aid treatment, really. It's an acronym to help you remember the order in which to do things. And anyone can learn it. And once you know what the letters stand for, everyone can learn it and probably should learn it as well.
Right, let's talk through them. What is D?
So D is for danger, because when you approach someone who's been injured, the first thing you need to do is check for danger to make sure that whatever's injured the person that is you're about to treat doesn't then come and clean you up as well. So it's important that you don't put yourself in danger when you go to assist someone else.
Okay. Response, of course, is the R. What does that mean?
Yeah, well, that's if someone determine whether someone is actually conscious, because that will determine what the next steps might be. So you yell out to them, you talk to them, you give them a little shake to see if they respond to you, and depending on what happens there, you sort of continue on down the chain.
Send for help, that's an obvious one as well, given the scenario that you've encountered.
Well, it is, and if there's someone around you that can call 000, especially if someone is unconscious, calling them early means it's help on the way quicker. If you do be the one that actually calls 000 to ask for help for in a first aid situation, remember to stay on the line and wait till the help arrives and they give you all the instructions.
Another one that might be quite obvious, but in a time of emergency like this, sometimes your brain goes a bit funny. Airway, check that the person's airway is clear.
Yeah, well, it's the fundamental thing. If they're breathing or they're not breathing, it may be just because there's something caught in their throat. And that, you know, if you can clear that straight away, then that might be, you know, the person may well be able to recover. So you have a look in their mouth and see if there's anything inside and clear it if you can.
That brings us on the B, that is breathing. So there's a lot more to checking. So there are ways, first of all, to check whether somebody's breathing. Let's go through some of those.
Yeah, generally you can feel, if you put your hand on their chest, you can feel their chest going up and down, even if it's only slightly, or you can put your ear near their nose or their mouth to see if you can feel any breath coming in and out. You know, if someone's unconscious but they are still breathing, then you can turn them on their side and make sure that they're in what's called the recovery position to make sure that they're comfortable and they're not going to hurt themselves. That's really important.
CPR, we hear that acronym very often.
An acronym within an acronym, yeah, but the cardiopulmonary resuscitation, I guess, is the next thing and the most important thing if someone isn't breathing and isn't conscious. So, you know, that manually basically squeezes their heart and keeps the blood circulating around their system, providing oxygen to their muscles and to their brain so that, you know, they're able to keep on essentially living. So there's quite a good technique with that. You press down firmly in the middle of their chest. It's a ratio of 30... chest pumps to every 2 breaths that you give them. It's a technique that they spend a lot of time in the first aid course perfecting. It's really simple to learn, but as soon as you know it, you know, you can use it pretty easily if someone is unconscious and not breathing.
Colin, can be quite graphic and real here with CPR. Is there a possibility of breaking ribs during this process? And if that does happen, should the person administering the CPR be worried?
Certainly not. Firstly, to answer your first question, yes, there is, and it's a real possibility. However, broken ribs are fairly inconsequential if you can't save the person's life. So the breaking ribs may occur, but certainly there's of no consequence to the person rendering the first aid. You do the best you can, and you'll be protected against any sort of further backlash from that if that goes on.
defibrillator. We're seeing a lot more of these pop up around our local communities.
Yeah, it's really good as well, because an automated external defibrillator, or an AED, can be the thing that really helps someone, you know, if their heart isn't, you know, working properly. These machines are very, very simple to use. You basically need to know how to open the container and then press the button. In some of them, even when you open the container, they just start talking to you and they instruct you through the process, tell you what to do. If the heart does need shocking, it can do that. It will tell you to continue with CPR. They're magnificent pieces of equipment, and as you say, they're available in places all over the place now.
We've actually got one here at the Devonport Radio Centre as well, so if anybody listening in close proximity, it's worth noting that we do have one here at the radio station as well. You might see them throughout the community, as we just covered, so. Is there like some kind of a list somewhere online that we can go to?
There's an AED app that you can download, and it will basically use the location finder on your phone to show you where the nearest defib might be if you happen to need one. As you say, you have one in your radio station, we have one here in our pharmacy, most doctors, surgeries and places like that have it, schools, all those sorts of places. So this app just tells you where any registered AED is, and you can go and get it straight away. And, you know, anything to reduce the amount of time before the person is in, you know, in good, safe hands is really worthwhile doing.
What do you need to do if you want to enrol in a first aid course?
It's really easy. You can enrol them at the St John's Ambulance, which is where I went today to do mine. The Red Cross also do them. Your local Surf Life Saving Club will also have first aid courses that might be able to be done. Basically, you know, it's a basic training to start with. It takes a day to, one day of activity to go through all of the scenarios and different first aid things that you learn. Then after that, you need to renew that every 3 years, like I've done today, which takes a lot less time. You need to review the CPR component every year, every 12 months to remain current, but you know that only takes about an hour and a half. There's a cost involved, but your employer may assist with your cost, because obviously it's an advantage to them to have first aid trained people in their workforce. So there's a number of ways you can do it. It's really simple. And the person you save, maybe, you know, someone that you love or someone that's really close to you or a workmate, so it's really worthwhile doing.
Yep, first aid skills are basic skills to learn, and you may just save a life. So well worth investing in time on learning first aid. Colin Wood from Full Life Pharmacy, Alveston, thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
Indeed. I'll see you next week, mate.